Oh, wonderful. Then there used to be a little song. I remember the day down there in Chattanooga, Tennessee, when I met this, not Chattanooga, it was down in Memphis, where I met this little colored woman, you know, standing out there. You've heard me tell about, you know, her boy had the venereal disease, and she had this man's shirt tied around her head, leaning over the fence like that. And the Lord stopped that plane there and wouldn't let it go somehow, and they told me, come get it. The Holy Spirit said, take a little trip and go down this way. I went walking out there saying, I thought, man, the plane's about ready to leave. Just kept saying, move on, keep on going, keep on going. Just the early part of my ministry. I looked, leaned across the fence there in a little bitty shanty little place there. There's an old sister standing there. Oh, she was looked like one of these sisters on the Aunt Jemima pancakes. Great big fat cheeks, you know, and her shirt that was on back. She leaned across the gate like that. I sang that little song about little, what was the, I forget the name of the little song I sang. Now it's something about this little Pentecostal shoddy song, little jubilee. And I just quit singing. I got pretty close. I walked by, and she's standing there, tears running down the big fat cheeks. I wanted to hug her. She said, morning, Parson. I said, Auntie, what'd you say? She said, I said, good morning, Parson. I said, how'd you know I was a parson? Now, to the people in the South, that means minister, you know. Said, how'd you know I was a parson? She said, I knew you was coming. I said, you knew I was coming. I said, uh-oh, here you see. She said, yes, sir. Said, did you ever read the story in the Bible, Parson, about that Shunammite woman? I said, yes, Auntie, I've read. She said, Oz was that kind of woman. She said, I asked the Lord, he gave me a baby, me and my husband, I'd raise it for him. Said, he did, he gave me a baby. Said, I raised it, fine boy. Said, he got the wrong company, Parson. He got a bad disease. He said, he's laying in there dying. He's been dying for about 2 days now. He ain't even come to himself for 2 days. The doctor man was sure and said, he can't live. That he's dying. It was a social disease. He said, but I couldn't hardly stand to see my baby die, and I prayed all night. But I said, Lord, that Oz was the kind of woman that the Shunammite woman was, that said, where's your Elisha? And said, I went to sleep and I dreamed a dream that I was standing here at this gate and I seen you coming down the street, that little hat kind of sitting on the side of your head. But said, there's only one thing. Said, where is that? Said, you're supposed to have a suitcase in your hand. I said, I just left it down at the Peabody Hotel. Said, I know that you're supposed to have a suitcase. And she said, my baby's dying. I said, my name's Branham. She said, I was glad to meet you, Parson Branham. I said, I pray for the sick. Had you ever hear of my ministry? She said, no, I don't believe I ever did. She said, won't you come in? And I walked in, that big fellow laying like that. I was trying to tell her about divine healing, but that wasn't what was interesting her. She wanted to hear that boy say he was saved and ready to go. And she said, God saved him, and about a year later, see him out there's a red cap down at the station. How the Lord does things. And then when I got back after that, I suppose the plane is supposed to leave at 7 o'clock. It was about 9:30. And I got a cab and went back and just got into the last call for flight number 4. So the Lord helped that plane on the ground there while I went and prayed for that. That's it.
Well, everybody ready now?
All right. Be real reverent and pray now. How many's going to be praying? Raise your hand. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be praying. Believe in God. Now, how many out here doesn't have a prayer card? And you know God will heal you. Let's see your hand. You believe God will heal you. All right. Every word out. Everyone believe. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe God with all your heart. All right. Come. Kindly. Makes everybody hurry and excitable in the Spirit of the Lord. Don't like that at all. See, let's get quiet. See, quiet yourself. Just say, Lord, here I am. I'm here to serve you. I love you. And I know you grant my request. That's it. Now, can you hear me? Here's a beautiful Bible picture again. Here's a lady that's a colored lady. I'm a white man. Certainly brings out a beautiful Bible picture to these strangers. Jesus met the woman at the well. She was a Samaritan. He was a Jew. And they began to talk. He said, bring me a drink. Went to talk to her. And he found out what her trouble was. But first he asked her to give a drink, and she wouldn't grant it because
she was of another race. And he let her know right away there was no difference in man. And here we are tonight, after 2,000 years. Now Jesus Christ comes. That's the thing that he did, the believer would do also. Is that right? Anybody believe that?
Amen.
St. John, 14th chapter, 12th verse. And now, why? He was the Word. Is that right? And he said, if ye abide me, my words in you, ask what you will. Now, if this woman's sick, I couldn't heal her. Nobody could heal her. God's already done it. If she's a sinner, I couldn't save her. God already did it. She just has to believe it. But now, if Jesus is the same yesterday and forever to give an eternal sign of his resurrection in this last day, then he would speak to me if I'm his servant and call for this purpose. Now, all servants are not called to do that. But there is, at least in the generation, one that didn't have that. Now, but if this be so, it's to show to the rest of them in your ministry that God is with you. See, he does other things. I have spoken tongues. I don't do it all the time. I've done it 4 or 5 times in my life. I didn't know what I was doing. Hearing myself speaking one day, didn't thought, look around and see what was going on. Heard somebody sound like speaking German. I looked and see where it was, just thinking it myself. And I thought I could run through a different sleep over a wall, but find out with me, I kept real still. They got finished. And the Holy Spirit made intercessions for a woman later on, showed up very, very bad with TB, and the Lord healed her. But now here, to this audience, this lady's strange. She's a color lady. And she's somewhere around my age. But I've never seen her. She's just a woman. Now, she's standing here for some reason. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know nothing about her. But if the Holy Spirit can reveal to me what her trouble is, or what she's here for, or what she wants, or something like that, or what she has done, or what she ought to have done, or something like that, then let her be the judge of this right. Will that convince everybody that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today? We'll talk to each other just a moment, because we'll get quiet to see. The Holy Spirit is very timid. Now, just talking to you like our Lord did the woman at the well. Now, see, it wouldn't be me, because I don't know you. But you see, I'm a body of flesh. Your body of flesh. But inside of me is a spirit, a soul. Inside of me is a spirit and a soul. And then when this spirit inside of me, if it be the spirit of Christ, see, then, in a gift that I was born, just like you go to sleep and dream anything, you dream a dream. Well, see, this 5 senses has become inactive, and then you're over here dreaming. And then, when these 5 senses come active again, you're awake. See, because your subconscious is way out from your first conscious. But when they're both tied together, you don't go to sleep, you just break over into them. You're still in your 5 senses. You understand? That's a gift for the prophetic gift, that ability, that Christ is still the same. See, we have ministers who's trained in the Word. We have different ones, man like old Roberts, who just lay hands on and shake the people and say, bless God, you should receive it. And he's just one of them burly type men. See, that's God's way. Then you have other types that don't do that, but they do something else. All of it is gifts of the Spirit. Apostles, prophets, and pastors, you believe God sent me to do that? You do. You thank you, sister. What I call you, sister, because you said that, I felt the Spirit today, that's right. Now, you're here, and I see you now, people can still hear me. The woman's having a sleepless time. She can't sleep. That's right. Very getting sick, too. Can't hardly eat. Get very sick. If you're free as gallstones. That's right. That's right. You're right. That's sick, nausea, fever. Then you're somebody else that you're interested in. That's your husband. And he has a kind of a nervous, mental nervous, kind of a real mental nervous. And he's bothered with some kind of a trouble. He's trying. trying to get something to, a business deal. It's a pension or something he's trying to get. That's right. A pension he's trying to get. That's it. That's a pension. And then I see a little boy. They're about 12 years old or something like that. He's just a little fella. And he's really not your son. He's a you've raised him. And there's something you think that something went wrong with him. He isn't. He's just a little boy. You'll be all right. It's okay. Everything will be all right. Oh, please. You believe God can tell me who you are, ladies? Miss Reed? That's who you are. Sonny? All right. Do you mind your auntie?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
She thought something happened, but it hasn't. You're just a little boy. You don't mean to do that. Go ahead, get the order. Amen. My, how the Holy Spirit like to work in you. How do you do? If the Holy Spirit can tell me what your trouble is, you believe in Him, will you? You believe, all right? You have a nervous condition. You have roaring in your head. Going like that all the time. That's right. Then you was examined for a growth. And they found the growth is in the rectum. You believe with all your heart now?
Yes.
That's right. Yes. On your load, believing, you'll get well. You believe with all your heart? Just have faith on it now. Believe in Jesus Christ and yesterday, today, and forever. The younger person that you're here for, no, it's two. You got two daughters, and they both have a nervous breakdown. That's right. Lord God, be merciful to them children. You believe about this. If I will speak His word, you believe they'll come out of it.
I know.
And go over His name. God
bless
you. If thou canst believe all things are possible, you believe that, don't you? You believe with all your heart? You believe that baby, that throat trouble will get all right? That woman flashing here and right there and here, and I don't know what was sitting there praying for a baby. All right, you'll get over it. It'll be all right. Don't doubt it. You believe in all your heart? You believe in Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what your trouble is, you believe Him? You have a nervous condition, complications. Of course, a woman your age, here's the great thing, is a growth. You believe God can tell me where the growth is? It's on your left breast. Is that right?
All right.
Go believe it. Come on. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. I see something. Blessed is happy, and something horrible happens. Obedience is better than sacrifice, hardening into the one. That's the rain. Is that right? Lord Jesus, be merciful. My own life. Obedience. Sincerity and obedience. How the Lord Jesus did something that man. We're telling you. Just believe. Don't doubt. Believe God healed you there, sister. The little yellow dress. Don't say you're over here. Okay. Archer, Steve. Just have faith and come down. Believe. Sitting right back there in that second row, you got your own trouble too, that lady looking right there at you. You believe in Jesus Christ, make you well? You do?
Yes.
You had to get up, get somebody a place to get out. 5 minutes more and you've been healed. You missed it, but you got it. You can have your request now. Believe you. You believe that God can make you well? You believe God can tell me what your trouble is? Got diabetes. Your husband's here with it too, isn't he?
That's right.
Go ahead and get well. Go believe it. Lord. Asthmatic, nervous. Do you believe God can make you well? You believe with all your heart? Let me lay hands on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall be healed. Heart arise. You believe that God will make you well? Or just go say, thank you, Lord. Oh my, nervous, arthritis, stomach, just believe with all your heart. Go on, baby. Thank you, Lord, for making your life. You know, the blood is where our life is, isn't it? But God can heal anything. Do you believe that? Blood, anything else. But it's over. Thank you, Lord. What if I just laid hands on you and said, the Lord bless you. Do you believe you'd be healed? Completely. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, make him well.
Amen.
That's it. I never seen so many people listen to this lady here as arthritis too. Complications, things like that. That's right. You believe God makes you well? Right? We're going to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How many out there wants to believe now? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Do you believe that the mouth of God said this, though? Jesus Christ is God in flesh. You know that. We're arguing about that. He wasn't just a prophet. He was God. God made manifest in the flesh. The last thing he said, according to the gospel, when he left the earth, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Do you believe that with all your heart? Now, how many believers are here? Raise up your hands. Right? Now, I want you to do something. How many here have something wrong with them that they want to be prayed for? Raise up your hand. Now, just like everyone. Now, here's what you do. You exercise your faith. I'll exercise my faith. And we'll make a union that's getting late with God. And then, will you pray for the person that's got their hands laid on you? Because they will be praying for you. See? You here was someone, they had their hands on me, I had my hands on them, I'm praying for them, they're praying for me. I'm saying, Lord, I am a believer. This lady, this gentleman, this boy, girl, whatever, is suffering. Please, dear God, I suffer, I know what they're going through with. Heal them, dear God. Be deeply sincere. Be deeply sincere. Just pray like that you want them to pray for you. See? Do to others as you have others do to you. Now you pray for the person you put your hand on just the way that you want Jesus to pray for you. Watch what happens. See, God's word can't fail. Is that right? It's the truth. It just can't fail. Now, first thing we do, let's just wait just a moment and confess all of our unbelief. Confess all of our sins. Confess all that we've ever done that's wrong. Let's just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I want this to be a real meeting where Jesus Christ can be manifested. Jesus Christ can be magnified. Now, while I'm talking to you, just confess everything. Say, Lord, I've had a lot of doubts. But right here in your presence tonight, when I stand and see the very thing that is totally impossible without you, no one can do that. You'd be ashamed to call it an evil spirit. Oh, that's unforgivable. Jesus said so. Call the work of the Holy Spirit that the Bible said he would use. Man call it an evil spirit. Then that's unforgivable. See? So you say, I'm standing right here now knowing if they're sitting here in whatever position you're in, knowing that you're here, well, you couldn't do these things.
And now our brother Branham, he just had faith to believe that your word is true. He has a gift. I have a gift too, a gift of your love. I have a gift of your spirit in me. I have a gift in me, and in that gift is healing. Now, I'm asking healing for my sick friend. I'm asking healing, and they're asking healing for me. Now, you forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, if I've done or said anything wrong, forgive me. Reveal it to me, Lord. I'll go make it right. If you just reveal it and show me what I've done wrong, I'll go make it right. And I pray now for mercy for this audience. Grant it, Lord. Have mercy upon the sick and afflicted. Those people are here praying. They believe. They see you present. I see you, Lord. All of us have seen the very evidence of the living God. We far for God. We went so much far, Lord, on the other side, on the hybrid side, denominations, creeds, big churches, the cure of the day. We Pentecostals, Lord, have seen you do so much to us. We just hard ourselves away from you almost. It's pitiful, Father. Forgive us this thing. We've seen so much as it gradually come up to this until we just forgotten the blessings, Lord. Forgive us and help us. Will you, Lord? Now have mercy, and may the great Holy Spirit that is present now take charge of every believer in here. And now, as your servant, I pray for every sick person here. I ask you, Lord, to charge the hands that will be laid upon the sick. Let the power of the Holy Ghost be upon each one of these men, women, boys, and girls, as we're sitting together, Lord. People say they're sick, Lord, that they come out here to be well. Let them come tomorrow night well, grant it, Lord. Please do. Hear my prayer. I pray with all my heart that you would, confessing everything that I know that's wrong. And now I help them. And now let the Holy Ghost take charge. And these people laying their hands upon one another, may that they be made well right now. Grant it, Father, through Jesus Christ's name. Now, Satan, I charge you by the blood of Jesus Christ, that all-sufficient blood, that through that life that is in that blood that's now in our hearts, we've been changed from what we once were to Christians. We once were doubters, now we're believers. Our sins are under the blood. He that will confess his sins shall have forgiveness. We have confessed our sins, and we have forgiveness. Now we stand no more, our sins are in the sea of forgiveness. We can no more be accused of sin. We have confessed it. We made things right. And now, the great chasm that was between us and God has been taken away. God put the sin in the sea of forgiveness. He can never even remember anymore sinners. We are no longer sinners. We are sons and daughters. And now we're here for deliverance for the flesh. And because we are believers, the Word says, the Word that Christ said, that these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Yes.
And this is what we're doing. By faith, we're doing it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, each person in here, lay your hand on somebody's body. Lay your hands on somebody's body. And now say, Satan, I charge thee. I charge thee, Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let loose them, my friend.
Healing of our infirmities. How many sick people believe that? Raise your hand. All right. You believe it. And let's see now if that's true. You say, Brother Branham, how does that come? Just believing the word just the way it's wrote. Don't take any hearsay, what this guy says it this way and this guy says it that way. You believe it just the way it's wrote. If he's got to judge you by the way it's wrote, then why not take somebody else's interpretation for it? Because that's where it's going to be judged. Just that's his standard. He's watched over his word. There's nothing wrong with it. That's just exactly the word. That's what we will be judged by, is this is God's word. And if ye abide in me, that's the faith, my word abide in you, because he is the word, then ask what you will. Now you touch his garment. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe with all my heart that we're living in the last days. I believe you are the same God that performed all these miracles that our pastor has showed us tonight in the Word. I believe that you are the high priest. Lord, let me touch your garment. Then you speak to this brother. If it claims that you speak to him, and then he doesn't know me, but you know me, and then see if he isn't the same God of miracles, and there'd be a paradox again, an unsearchable thing that man can not discern and tell. Will you believe it? If he will but do it, then we know it'll be a paradox. Is that right? I was going to have a prayer line that got so caught away on that that I just got away from it. The time just about gone. You believe it. Let's start over again. I have to separate you. Let's start on this side here. Somebody this way. How many over here knows that I don't know you? Knows about you? Raise up your hand if you're sick. You know it. You want to ask God. All right. Some of you believe it. Just take it with all your heart. And Lord Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me touch you, Lord. My faith is moving to you. Yonder on the right hand of God, sitting in majesty, and your Holy Spirit that was in you is here tonight. Let me just touch my faith, Lord. Then see if he is still the author of paradox, to bring things to pass that's absolutely unknown. Just be reverent. Here. See this right here? The color lady sitting right back over here. She's bothered with a kidney condition. She's just had an operation. I don't know the lady. I'm a stranger to you, is that right, lady? But that is true, isn't it? Do you believe that the same God that could tell that little woman that touched his garment over there and on the other side of the lake, do you believe that that's the same God? You couldn't touch me physically, you know. So I don't know yet. So there is a high priest because he said he was a high priest. Is that right? And if you believe it, when you were there praying for it to be you, something struck me, and immediately I called about it. Is that right? All right. This operation you had didn't seem to be too successful. You're not getting well, too, and you're alarmed about it. And you come here tonight for that same purpose. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me who you are, like it is Simon, and come up, would you believe me to be his prophet, his servant? Do you believe that? Mrs. Pigram. That's right. Now you believe with all your heart, you go home to be well. You're going to get well because your faith makes you well. You believe with all your heart? How about in this section? It's in here somewhere. Somebody believe? A man sitting out here on the end. He's suffering with trouble with his eyes. I don't know what he knows yet. He caught me now. He feels the spirit of the... Can you see that line above me? Mr. Otis? That's your name. I'm a total stranger to you, but you're worried about your eyes. Christ makes you well. Your faith. Now ask the man, have I ever seen, know anything about him, or this woman, or whoever it is? That's the paradox. Do you believe that? He's the same yesterday he promised. The works that I do, shall you do also. That's how he identified himself as being Messiah. Is that right? Well, he's the same yesterday, forever, and you know it, you see me. I'm no Messiah. I'm just a man, your brother. But it's the they know it. Here, I want to show you. There's a colored woman standing right up there on the side up there, suffering with a thyroid trouble. You think God can tell you who you are? Miss Kelly?
Right.
You believe with all your heart? Mrs. Watson back there with nervous and trouble, you believe that God can make you well? If you believe it with all your heart, all right, you'd have it. God makes you well. You believe it? I don't know that. People are asking me if I know him. It's a paradox. Just a minute. Here's the sign. Stand over a woman. I don't know who she is. She's sitting out here. Don't worry, Miss Collins. Stop bothering about that thing yourself, Steve. It'll all come out all right. God needs. Now, I know that woman. I know who she is. She's from down in Indiana, Kentucky. I know her. Her husband there is a member of my church. He's a deacon down there, a fine man. But there's a guy. Don't you see about over? She's in bother. She's sick. If she's upset about something, if she don't know what to do or not, you just remember, quit fretting, sister. It'll be all right. He knows all right. He'll need to hear that he knows.
Wrong with him. He said, it's a strange that I'm no theologian. I cannot argue your scriptures that you're talking about, but you said that you know God healed, but this man, you know not whence he come from. Now, it's a strange thing that a man can come here and can open my blinded eyes, and you, the leaders of religion, and don't know from whence he comes. Brother, he was a theologian in my book. That you say you don't have no record of his coming. You don't have no record on your book of his schooling. Where his education come from or not. You don't know from whence he come and ask the man to give me my sight. Pretty good argument, wasn't it? Yes, sir. Philip, when he stood there and seen Jesus of Nazareth tell Simon what his name was and his father's name, he was very persistent. He had a self-starched friend that he wanted to tell about, and he went and found Nathanael. When Nathanael stayed there before the members of his church, and the high priest, and the Sanhedrin, and all of them standing around, when Jesus looked at him and said, behold, an Israelite in whom there's no God. Oh, I better shut up now. Be careful. There stands the bishop. There stands the general overseer. There stands the pastor. There stands all my relations. I better keep still and just act like I don't know about him. See? No, no. Something happened. Philip has showed him a seed. He said, Rabbi! They established this man's Beelzebub. Don't listen to that. He's a fortune teller. He's a devil. Don't listen to him. But Philip quickly, or Nathanael, recognized him as a rabbi, a teacher. Said, Rabbi! When did you ever see me? He said, before Philip called you, when you were under the tree. Now what am I going to do? Here's the scripture says that that's the sign of the Messiah.
He ran to him and fell down and he said, Rabbi, you're the Son of God, you're the King of Israel. I don't care what the rest of them got to say about it. You are the Son of God, the King of Israel. The little woman at the well, and she was told of what was wrong with her. Now, you know, if you happen to know the Easter, is there missionaries here? Never been to the East? Well, you understand that a woman like that has got no authority at all to speak to man anywhere. Right? It's still that way. She does not, cannot speak to man by no means, especially on religious arguments and discussion. But, oh man, could you keep her quiet? It's like a dry house on fire in a high wind. You couldn't stop her. She said, come see a man. He told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?
Amen.
Now, I'm closing now. I've just got to quit. About 4 or 5 years ago, I saw a vision to send it down in Mexico. You take the businessman's voice. And see, before you can print anything, you have to be able to back that up. Now, you can say it, but don't you print it unless you can back it up, because it's printed matter. I come down on ropes to the back of the arena, the pen where we was at, and had about 10,000 a night conversions to Christ. And then, as I looked, Billy come up to me and said, Daddy, you see all that going on over here on the other side, about 150 yards? He said, that's one little woman. He said, she's not as big as a bar of soap, hardly. Little bitty thing. Said, she's got a dead baby under her arm. And said, I call the man mañana, tomorrow. I used to slow, they come and got me. He's supposed to get me at 7 o'clock, and he got me at 9. He walked up down the floor. And he done did out all the prayer cards and didn't have no more. I'd only give him about 15 or 20 a night, because that's all I could get to. Because if you give them a card, they don't understand like you. You can't talk to them. So I give them about 10 or 15, whatever. That's all I give out. Well, they didn't have any more prayer cards and said, she didn't get in with that baby and didn't get no prayer card and said, we got about 150, 200 ushers or maybe more standing down there and they can't hold that little woman. She runs around her legs up over the top of her back and everything else. She got this dead baby. She seen that blind man the night before receive his sign. So she said, she won't again. I said, Billy, I can't help it. I was talking. I said, Brother Jack Moore, I said, go over there. She don't know who I am. They could never see me way back out like that. And I said, go over there and go down and pray for the baby, and she'll think it's just me, and that's all. He said, yeah, all right, Brother Bram. He started that way, and I turned around and I said, now, as I was saying, faith is the... And I looked out there in front of me, and there was a little Mexican baby sitting right in the middle of the air there, just laughing, no teeth. Little nursing baby, right? I looked again, Brother Espinosa. Many of you know Brother Espinosa. What's the matter? I said, I see a vision. I said, wait a minute, Brother Moore. All of you know Jack Moore, I'm sure. Businessman. I said, wait a minute, Brother Moore. Just a minute. Billy, go bring the woman here. He said, Daddy, she ain't got a prayer card. I said, don't make any difference. Bring her here. And they let her through. Here comes a real pretty little woman. And the rain is raining. It's been raining all afternoon. And now people standing there and her pretty hair hanging down her sides and her face was all wet. And she was crying and with tears running down her cheeks. And she come running up there soaking wet in a little blue-looking blanket wrapped around a little form. And she was holding it out like this. And she fell down on her knees and began to cry out something, Padre, Padre. And I told her, I said, stand up. Brother Espinosa told her. And she had the little baby like that, holding it out just like I'd hold that handkerchief. One was laying across her arms like this. And I said, Heavenly Father, I don't know whether this is the baby or not. I just saw a little baby and thinking maybe this is it, this happened the way it has. I lay my hands upon it and ask for life to return in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the little baby let out a kick and begin to scream as hard as it could. And I said, Brother Espinosa, don't you say anything about that now. Don't give that to the businessman or any of them until you get a signed statement from her doctor. And the doctor signed the statement that the baby died with pneumonia in his office that morning at 9 o'clock, and this is pretty near 11 o'clock at night. Then dead all that time. Wow! She was persistent. She believed in God to give a give life to the baby. Why? She was persevering. 300 ushers, nothing could stop her. She was determined because something anchored. She had never seen any of these things that you all see. The only thing somebody told her that day, that a blind man had lived down the street where she was, had received his sight, had been blind for about 10 years, with a lacoma in his eyes. And that day he was walking down the street crying, waving his hands, and she saw him, and her baby died. She picked up the baby from the doctor's office and took out, stood in that rain all day long, waiting for the opportunity. And when she didn't get a prayer card, she still was persistent. She didn't know that she's a Roman Catholic. The only thing she knew that she had to get to some man. Now, be reverent a moment. And may the God of heaven help me. That you, on this sermon, that a priest, that when Isaiah, that believer, when he come to the place that he had seen the failure of man who tried to represent God, then he saw God come down and a reality to it, then he cried, woe is me. Because God had made the promise like that. He made it to each generation. He's making it to us in this, our generation. We see everything exactly in order for his coming. Now, do you believe he's here? Now, may he help me. And I want to know how many sick people's out there. Raise up your hand. You have faith. And now I ask you to take this scripture, Hebrews, that he is the high priest of our confession. And he can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Now you pray, God, let me touch you. And then you in return speak back to your brother Branham like you did to your real son. He's just an adopted child like I am. But you promised that in this last days you would do it. Now, Lord, let me see something real. You pray. May God of heaven, upon the basis of my heart being poured out to Chicago and wherever I go, may he confirm it to be so. That man just raised back in his seat. He's a big fellow, sat right straight in front of me here. He got his hands up, and all the one back, white shirt on. It's not exactly you yourself, but you're praying for somebody else. It's a minister. You believe I can tell you what's wrong with him? He's got heart trouble. That's right, wave your hand. Believe for him now. If you'll just believe it. But you've got to believe it. If you don't believe it, it won't work. A man is sincere. Here. Here. Here sits a woman sitting right down here by this end. Second woman back in the second row here, right here. She's suffering with a colon trouble. It's an infection in her colon. The little lady on the end there, kind of gray-headed, stand on your feet so the people can see you. Yes, that's you. That's the truth. It's an infection in the colon, and also you have other things wrong, complications. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now, who did she touch? Not me, she touched him. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Here's a lady sitting right back here. She's got trouble roaring in her head. Nervous, complications. Mrs. Pfeiffer, you believe with all your heart. Stand up on your feet. I don't know you, but Jesus Christ gives you your desire. I've never seen her in my life. She's a stranger to me. It'll stop. Don't worry. Your faith heals you. You believe? Don't you see that's what he promised? That man sitting back there. That's what you see that like? He's very bad. He's had a tumor in his throat. He's had an operation the doctor don't give him much hope for. You believe that God will make you well? You accept it, Mr. Stone Lake? You believe with all your heart? All right, stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ will make you well. If thou canst believe, this lady laying over here in this stretcher. Of course, you have no prayer card. There's no such a thing now. You're paralyzed. Do you believe this to be the truth? You believe what you've heard tonight is the truth? If you lay there, you'll die. But Jesus Christ can heal a paralytic. You believe he'll do it? If you believe it and will accept it, then you can get up out of that cot and go home in the name of Jesus Christ and be made well. There she comes, raising her hand. Somebody give her a little lift there. Now, this is paralyzed. Somebody, there she comes by herself. Out of the chair, made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe with all your heart? I'm going to look and see who I see that I know. Because I've got some people here sitting in here from the tabernacle down home. And one of them I just recognized, that she comes down there, is Miss, her name used to be Griffin. I'll have to forget her name. Our sister Rosella here, she and her mother, sitting here, the alcoholic of Chicago. And the Lord healer in the meeting, all of you really know Rosella here. The missions and so forth, where she went testifying, a total alcoholic. And now a lovely Christian, and was called just for the same Shekinah glory. Last few years, the Rosella. And now, looking around again, I'm not positive, but I think I know this lady sitting here, right here, the second woman right here, with her hands up to her mouth. I can't call her name. Yes, you. Don't you come down to the tabernacle? Is it Miss Peckinpah? Is that right? That's what I thought it was. All right. And then right, third woman back is Mrs. Wade, the wife of this man that dropped dead in the church the other day with a heart attack and was called back to life, sitting here. Did anybody ever see anybody that was raised from the dead? If you never did, raise up your hands. Ever seen anybody that's raised from the dead? Stand up, Mr. Wade. I was preaching just right now the Shekinah glory present, and all of a sudden, in a heart attack, his eyes went back. Now, you can close your eyes, but you can't throw your eyes back. His wife there is a many-year registered nurse. She screamed when she caught his heart and seen he was gone. I quite the audience, went down, I've been speaking, laid my hands up on him and felt. I looked up at her, and she said he's gone. Now, his eyes, I seen his eyes sway. The back part, to the skin part, turned back like that. He had no more pulse than this, honey. I said, Lord Jesus, can you come on the scene? I laid my hand up on him. He said, try to speak. I thought, you're so weak you couldn't get. And here he stands tonight, talking of the grace of God.
Now that is at least 5 or 6 definite cases of being dead, sometimes for 6 or 8 hours. Come back to life by the presence of Jesus Christ through prayer. I'm not too positive. A little lady sitting here, at least she's one. I know you. I don't know what your name is, but know you, right? And then Brother Brown, I believe that's right, if I'm not mistaken. Is that Brother Brown? No, I don't think it is. I'm sorry. All right? That's about it, I believe. You pray now. Say, Lord Jesus, let me touch your garment, your high priest. And I know that Brother Branham, you don't know me, you don't know nothing about me. But you know me. And if you just let me touch your garment, I want to be well. Now you pray in that prayer, and I'm asking God this, Lord Jesus, at the closing of this meeting tonight, that the people, may strangers are in the gate, and they may not understand, but let them know that the message is true. Come, Lord Jesus, grant unto us, and may we submit ourselves together that the unbeliever or these newborn Christians might see that the Shekinah glory of God is here now, identified by a picture, also the signs in the churches around the world. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe you. Let the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, God's identified himself here. Now, I believe that to be true. Now, let someone do this section this way. Then we'll come in this way. Then so forth around. And you just believe that. Now, don't nobody move around now. Be real reverent. Now, don't say that he'll do it. I'm trusting he will. But if he will do it, won't that be the vindication of this word that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Was that how these people knew he was the Messiah at the beginning? Then he's identifying himself in his church tonight that he's the same Messiah. If you only believe. I just pray. I've got to consecrate one way. Concentrate, brother, one way. Just to look at the people and see. Yes. Thanks be to God. Here it is. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. Now you know what that means, be reverent. Life hangs over a little woman sitting right back here, a young woman wearing a pink dress. She's praying about her husband. He's backslid, sitting right back by a post. You will believe it, accept it, and God will perform that miracle for you if you'll believe it. Lady sitting next to me is worried about her husband. No, it's her brother. He's going to be admitted to the hospital tomorrow. Veterans Hospital. If you believe also, it will work for you also if you can believe it. Here's a man. Lord bless you. Just accept. You can have what you ask for. There's a man that's been operated on for cancer sitting over here. If you'll believe, God will make you well. You believe it? Mr. Wilcox, stand up on your feet. Accept your healing. The Heavenly Father knows I've never seen the man in my life. I'm drunk. Don't worry, sir. All we strangers wave your hand to one another. What is this Shekinah glory? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. A colored lady here with a hernia. Complication. Burnett, you believe it? The Lord Jesus will make you well? Then you can have it. I've never seen a woman in my life. Back there, suffering, that man looking right at me.
Or if I can leave you all and tell me who is. Mr. McGill, stand up on your feet and accept your healing. In the name of Jesus. You believe that God Almighty will heal you and make you whole? It's the only hope you have of living. This man sitting right down here at the end is praying for a man that's in Norway. Praying for his friend, the man himself suffering with a back trouble. That's true, isn't it? Raise up your hand, that's it. You have what you want. Come on! He's here! He's in the